now it's time for our Valley Talk program on this Wednesday, May 15th. Halfway through the month already, as May has flown by, just like April did and the month before. And on Valley Talk today, we're going to talk some exciting news. It's a local Ace Hardware, as Jason Klinert joins us now, the manager of local Ace Hardware in Crookston. And Jason, first, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having us here today.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And exciting news, as people, I'm sure, will call it for several years, just like we call several buildings in town, the former Hardware Hank, now local Ace Hardware. And maybe tell us about... you took over for Bruce Arvidsson, right?
I took over for Bruce in February of last year. Okay. And later in June of last year, Brandon Bucklew bought the store from his father, Craig, who had owned it for the last 10 years. And in October, then let's back up to 2020. Brandon switched to the East Grand Forks store that he owned. He switched at Ace in 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic. And that was quite a process, according to him. And then fast forward to this last year, in June, he bought the store from his father, Craig. And then in October, we officially became an Ace store on October 15th. And we, at that point, we started transitioning to becoming an Ace store. And we started clearing out the aisles, and we had a massive clearance sale going through the winter. And February 5th, we started restocking the shelves with our store reset. And we're about 99% there now.
Okay.
It's a new, completely new layout in the store, new fixtures. Some people have said, you know, wow, everything has changed. But I said, it's changed for the better. It's an awesome store now. We have almost a quarter more inventory than we had before.
Oh, wow.
And the product selection is immense. The quality of the product is immense. We can't say enough good things about it.
I would assume that is part of the change to go to Ace Hardware is it seems like there's more selection and higher quality.
It is. Ace is going to be celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. And when you look around the brick and mortar stores, there's not a lot of them that have reached that 100-year milestone. There's no more Sears. There's no more Montgomery Row Ward. There's no more Ben Franklin. They've come and gone. Ace is still there. Ace is there because they've been ahead of the curve when it comes to keeping up with the, you know, setting new trends in the industry. They were a leader in online sales even before the pandemic. During the pandemic, when everybody was just getting their online sales going or struggling to get it going, Ace was already full speed ahead, and that really, really helped pull them through the pandemic.
Well, and it seems like, as you said, the key to business these days is to stay ahead of the curve, or at least at the edge of it, where you're in front of a lot of your competition, and that's what Ace has been able to do.
Ace is a global company. They have nearly 6,000 stores globally.
Oh, wow.
When we were with Hardware Hank, Hardware Hank had about just under 600 stores in the upper Midwest.
Okay.
Ace has got dozens of retailer supply warehouses, where Hardware Hank only had one in Milbank, South Dakota. And it was just between the Ace's online presence and their access to inventory, their supply chain, it was a good move. It was a solid move.
Yep. So that leads us to having Ace. So it's local Ace Hardware, and local, does that mean it's locally owned, or
is that correct? Just, that was one of the things that came up during the our closeout sale last winter. Was people said, "Oh, well, Ace bought your store," and it's like, no, Ace doesn't go around buying stores. Our store is still within the same family, still locally owned by the Buckaloo family. Craig sold the store to his son Brandon last year. Ace supplies independently owned stores. But on top of that, Ace is cooperatively owned. They are owned by the members.
Okay.
They're owned by the store owners themselves.
Okay.
So it's not a corporation. It's a cooperative. And the dollars spent stay in Crookston. We're really big on supporting our local industry here.
That's for sure. And with that, the change, maybe guide us through the process. It's one of, you don't want to shut down the store, and I don't know if you could anyway. but so you had to do that while staying open, and at the same time, trying. I'm sure that was quite the process.
It was a mess. It was a mess. We had aisles moving. We had product going in, product going out. We had shelves that moved, and we'd see underneath the shelf that had sat there for the last 10 years where the mess that had accrued underneath the shelves. And here just this last week, we're just wrapping up refinishing our floors, and the floors look beautiful now. But yeah, it's trying to help customers walking in the door with product that we don't have yet. Mm-hmm. I can get it for you. That may not help you today, I'm sorry, but we can get it for you. To now we have nearly $1 million in inventory on hand, and with some major, major brands that you don't have to drive to Grand Forks for anymore.
Let's talk about maybe some of those brands. What can people expect that will be new?
New to our store would be, we've brought in Craftsman. Craftsman is not exclusive to Ace, but they are they only were within a few companies. So we have Craftsman now. We have Benjamin Moore, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Paints. And then one of the biggest brands that garnered a lot of excitement, and it was really buzzed through the community, was when we announced we were bringing in Magnolia Home Paint by Joanna Games. And Magnolia Home Paint is a ultra premium paint produced by Kills for the Gaines brand. Mm-hmm. And when we announced that, there was a lot of people that were excited about that. It's a great paint, high quality paint, and that is exclusive to Ace. Okay. You won't find that anywhere else. You certainly won't find it in the big box stores. We had some of the name brand grills before, but we've expanded the grilling section. We have more Weber's, more Traegers, more Blackstones. New to their grilling department is Big Green Egg. For those not familiar, Big Green Egg is a ceramic grill lined with ceramic material on the inside and a porcelain exterior. Properly taken care of, it will last forever. In fact, it's guaranteed forever by the manufacturer. We also expanded our DeWalt tools. We still have Milwaukee tools. We have also expanded our steel outdoor power department. And every department pretty much was expanded. If they wasn't new, it was expanded.
The best thing to tell people is to stop on by, and Saturday would be a perfect day for that, wouldn't it?
It would be, not only because of the grand opening. There's a lot of reasons to stop by on Saturday. We're going to have free food. We're going to have our regional rep from Ace. He's going to be cooking up some street tacos on a Blackstone. We also have some great door prizes that you can only register for on Saturday, including they're going to include a $150 painted room makeover, a $400 Milwaukee combo toolkit, $500 Weber gas grill, $600 Traeger pellet grill, just to name a few as far as the door prizes go. We have vendors that are going to be on hand with reps. Rivard's Turf and Forge, Larry Rivard from there, he will be there. Alan from Steel, our rep from Steel, he'll be there doing product demonstrations. I believe that Dakota Pete is going to be sending somebody as well. And then a lot of our vendors have sent door prizes for the Saturday that you can register for on Saturday at the store.
Saturday will be the grand opening, and what time is that going to be?
It'll be our regular Saturday hours, 8 to 5 this Saturday.
Okay, and for people that maybe can't make it by Saturday, but obviously they can stop by anytime, Darren, when you're open.
We're open 7 days a week, 7:30 to 7 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 11 to 4 on Sunday.
I do have to thank you for being open Saturday. That's usually when I try to get a lot of work done.
Saturday's a fun day. It generally goes by fast. Yeah. And Sunday is
Sunday too, yeah. Yeah, that's Saturday and Sunday having, I think, a hardware store not open on the weekends would be hard to imagine.
There's a few people that go back to, you know, how it was 30, 40 years ago when you would only be open till noon on Saturday and rush to get there. But no, it's Saturdays in the summertime. We stay quite busy with people coming in for bait, Right now with the greenhouse open, people coming in for flowers and outdoor items from our garden center. So Saturdays is a good day usually.
It really is a one-stop shop, isn't it?
That's what we try to, you know, Ace is the place in Crookston here. That's what we like to tell people.
Anything else you'd like to talk about?
I just want to say shout out to my staff during this whole time. It's been a struggle. I won't say it's a struggle. It's been a grind getting everything set up. And we asked a lot of our staff, a lot of long hours, a lot of new things that they've never had to do before or learn to do before. They've been really good sports about it. Scott and Kayla, they've been doing a great job. Brandon's been over from East Grand helping out just about every day for the last 6 months. We do have staff from East Grand that will be coming over to help out this weekend as well. We're going to have the whole crew going to be on Saturday to help everybody out coming in through the doors.
And with that changeover, the rewards, I know that was one thing, and I'm sure there's still maybe some people that haven't or still have that question, so let's bring that
up. So Ace Rewards is complete. For those that were with us with Hardware Hank, the rewards through Hardware Hank, they've been rolled into Ace Rewards. There's been a couple of glitches along the way, but for the most part, most of our customers were automatically enrolled in Ace Rewards. Ace Rewards offers some absolutely tremendous deals as far as sales go. I know just last month, I personally bought a Craftsman tool set that was $160 off retail, just exclusive to Ace Rewards members.
Oh, wow.
We have a lot of deals like that going on. I have yellow tags up all over the store for Ace Rewards customers, saving anywhere from $2 to $150 on product through Ace Rewards. We have a wonderful Ace Rewards app that also you can shop from. We have online shopping through the Ace Rewards app. Your deals, coupons, awarded points, all of that can be accessed through the app. It's a great app. And Ace Rewards, you can shop on it. A lot of times once you buy it online, we can have it ready to go in 15 minutes or less. That's our goal, is to have your product ready to go in 15 minutes.
That is awesome. And if anybody has any questions about that, they can stop by anytime. Saturday might not be a good time to stop by. But maybe you want to do it on a slower day.
It don't matter. Okay. We'll try to help everybody out whenever we can. So, stop by if you have any questions or just want to check it out. We've had a lot of people coming in. I had an older gentleman who just got back from Arizona, spending the winter in Arizona, and he come in one Sunday morning, and he's walking around, and he's looking around, and he's like, "What did you do to this place this winter? This is great." And I said, "Well, thank you. I was glad to have you back." And we have a lot of positive comments about the store. It's like everybody's very happy, very excited. It's a store that Crookston deserves.
Well, that's for sure. And people like when you have, you increase your product that you offer, and people really seem to enjoy that. And everybody likes new and shiny, don't they?
They love new and shiny, but they also love what we offer that the big box stores don't seem to want to offer, is we offer personal service. Mm-hmm. I always tell my crew, especially the high schoolers working for me, I said, "I want you to treat those people walking through the door with the same excitement you would have when your grandma and grandpa come through the door on your birthday." Mm-hmm. You know, we should be happy that they're coming through the door, greet them, ask them, you know, "What can I do to help you?"
I do have to commend you. Your staff always does a great job. They greet you right away. Do you need any help? And now I'm sure they're going to, I don't know where anything is, you know.
I don't know where anything is. We have an app for the staff. We have an app that we can actually look up the product and look up the location. Sure. And there's a lot of times where I have to resort to that. And it's like, "I don't know where anything is." I said, "I'm here 7 days a week. I don't know where everything is anymore either."
Yeah, join the club. We'll find it together. Saturday you'll have the grand opening, and just run through everything that you're going to be offering again on Saturday.
We will have product demonstrations going on. We'll have kids activities going on, weather permitting, outside. We'll have a couple of grills going. We will have door prizes provided by vendors. We will have vendors and reps on hand to answer any questions. Whole staff will be on hand Saturday, plus we'll have a few extras coming over from the East Grand Fork store. We'll be there all day. And then looking forward to a very busy week. Memorial weekend is often statistically our busiest single weekend of the year at the store.
Really?
And so going into Memorial Weekend, this last weekend with Mother's Day, this weekend with the grand opening, next weekend with Memorial Weekend, it's three very busy weekends in a row. The staff has really stepped up helping out with all the extra help that's needed to put this on. And we're looking forward to it.
And you have the greenhouse that is open?
Greenhouse is open every day. That store is open. And if somebody happens to not be out there because they're helping out somebody else in the store, just come on in. We'll be happy to help you out outside. Greenhouse is open, fully stocked. I want to say one last thing. I really want to say is our store loves promoting local products. And our many of our flowers in the greenhouse come right from UMC.
Okay.
And we love to promote local products. We have Rivard's grass seed that comes out of Grand Forks. We have Dakota Pete coming out of East Grand Forks. We have Sunrich Synopta sunflower seeds that we come from right here in town. Nutrisource pet food that comes out of Perham. We try to pick up and carry as many local products as we can in our store. We really believe in that.
Well, that's awesome. Jason, thanks for stopping by, and well, congratulations on the switch over. And do you get to rest after Saturday?
It's supposed to be my weekend off, but I'll wait for Sunday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks again for stopping by, and exciting news, and I can't wait. Stop on by. Anytime, but Saturday obviously will be a good day from 8 to 5.
So. Sounds good. Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thank you. That's Jason Klinert, manager of the local Ace Hardware here in Crookston. We thank him for stopping by to share the exciting news. The grand opening will be Saturday, again, 8 to 5. Steve Kruger will be there Saturday morning as well to tell you more and to remind you Saturday morning to stop on by for the grand opening. We will join our state news from the Minnesota News Network on KROX.